Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane. I have a beautiful, beautiful cup all the way from England this morning. Look at this cup. I've got a great story. It comes with a great story. Absolutely beautiful, powder blue. I want to thank Jane from the UK who sent it. And I'm thrilled. It looks so Elizabethan, doesn't it? Kind of old world England. Really beautiful. And on the bottom, I always like to look at the bottom of these china cups. It says helical. It's this really interesting, it's a rake and a beautiful potted plant in a pot. I'm not sure what it means. Maybe Jane knows. Absolutely beautiful. Anyway, let me read to you her message. Jane from the UK. Dear Dr. Jane, I wanted to send you something a bit different. This cup and saucer is nearly 200 years old. It was made in England around 1840, but it is quite resilient and tough, though not dishwasher proof. Okay, Jane, no worries. I will hand wash this little baby. Just to thank you for always having our backs, getting us to see the big picture, and reminding us to always be discerning. You are in my prayers. You're in my prayers daily, and we love you dearly for your courage and commitment to humanity. With love and hugs from Jane in the UK. And then she goes on to tell me that they are driving them crazy in England, forcing them to register every bird and chicken, and it applies even if you only have one pet chicken. Wow, I guess the jails are gonna be full. That's the spirit, Jane. That's the way we want you to. Let's see if I can bring this out of the sun. You know, I wanted to change up my background, the vibe a little bit. I'm always doing this in my little patio. It's got a screen and it's got this grayish tint to it. And wow, it's just been so nice here. I'm so very grateful to God for the clear skies, the bright sun. It's been wonderful. So I wanted you to get a little sense of that. Although it's pretty bright, not hiding from it, but get a little different feel outside. It's beautiful. And the birds are in and out. So this morning, I want to catch up a little bit about, hope is not a plan. Hope is not a plan. So many people are saying, well, I think there's a psychological thing right now that if we can just get past these elections, everything's going to be fine. And some say it and some don't, but the basic line of thinking is we get Trump back in there, it's going to be hallelujah, like 2016 all over again. And I'm concerned that it's not. And I'm concerned that it's biding time. And I'm concerned that he can say or do anything, and there's a certain faction of people that will defend him to the hilt. And it's not him, it's not about him. It's about going to Congress for any help, any crumb of help. Congress has failed over and over, every Congress, every president. People say, what's the alternative? The alternative is to hold them all accountable. Hold President Trump accountable. Why shouldn't he answer town hall questions? Why shouldn't he answer the question, what about the COVID shot disaster? What about the disaster that is today? What are you gonna do differently? Are you gonna still, you know, pull your friend Woody Johnson up on stage and praise him for having more cash than anybody you know? I mean, come on, guys. Why you got to get off the idol worshiping mentality, and you have to start saying, okay, great, love to have you back, but what are you going to do about this and this? We've got some serious issues since the COVID scam but the whole notion of elections, I keep telling you, you still have internet connected voting machines, 2 weeks to voting, and millions of drop boxes. All the pieces are still there that were used to take President Trump out in 2020. Why on earth do you think anything will be different? I mean, hell, in Palm Beach County, there was a posting that said, oh, President Trump endorses 2 weeks to voting. Yeah, does he also endorse internet-connected voting machines and ballot boxes to stuff? If you keep going to Congress for a crumb and you keep thinking that these politicians, any of them, are going to get us out of this, you're not going to find the real solutions. If you don't think differently, if you don't think, well, God, we've got to go about this a different way, you won't find the right solutions. You'll be doing the same thing we've always done, and nothing different will happen. So I think it's important to think about, because hope is definitely not a plan. Well, I hope this happens, and I hope that happens. And if we could just get this person into Congress, you know what happens when that one person gets into Congress? They're pulled aside, and they're told, you want to behave? Good, you'll get the goodies. You'll get committee assignments. You'll get to post press conferences, be a little darling. You'll get the insider trading information. It'll be great. You want to go against the grain? You'll sit in your office all by yourself. You'll have a minimal staff. You won't be able to participate in any of these high profile, you know, fame producing committees. Oh, look, you know, Miss Jones is putting a bill to, you know, save the American people. You won't be a hero in the public and the media. So that's how they all become a nice mixed up homogenous group of criminals, liars, frauds, and thieves. Thieves. So just keep that in mind, and don't sell yourself so short. Don't be so quick to accept the crumb, to just hope that things will change just after the election. I mean, I'm just worried about that mentality that something's going to change. You don't have an election. Any of you out there who, I want you to really grab this in your mind. Anybody out there who believes that you still have an election, that you can still effectuate change, that you will see some changes if you could just vote and get enough people to vote. And God bless my friend Scott Pressler. I think his heart is in the right place. I think he's an American hero. I think he's done a lot of great good in general. But registering hundreds of thousands of people in a system that's already fraudulent and rigged is not getting at the real problem. You know, they know how to overwhelm. They've got algorithms to overwhelm the numbers. If you didn't figure that out. Okay. Wanted to say a few words about the post that's I put on Twitter that's going viral. And I did put it on Telegram, but nothing seems to go viral on Telegram. It's such a kind of a closed system. I love my channel there. I love my channel members. I learn a lot from them, and we have great discussions. But it's not a place to really spread a lot of information, although I could be wrong. Some of them tell me that they are spreading it around to other platforms and people just to get the word out to warn others. But I posted some pictures. I didn't say in a specific post of the Pfizer vial, you know, the droplets that had been left to air dry for several days. I didn't post in that particular tweet where that was from, because I did so in another tweet that was right behind it. And you can't always get everything in one tweet, but the long and the short of the story was the picture where you see sort of the spider web of black with silver, those are two pictures kind of side by side. That was from a Pfizer vial in 2021 that was given by a lawyer to Dr. Zandre Batha, the naturopath who's now become my friend and colleague. She's in Johannesburg, South Africa. I believe she's been under attack several times for her work. She uses Rifing and molecular hydrogen and ozone treatment and all kinds of other things. She is a wet and dry microscopy expert. But she produced many, many pictures like that in 2021. And it dawned on me that I got a ton of these pictures out, videos from all over the world, including scientists and doctors from the United States. I got videos from Dr. Geetala, in Vienna, from Dr. Philippe Van Welbergen in England, from Dr. Arne Burkhardt, who was part of Dr. Gitala's original group. And in these videos, there are groups of doctors and scientists and lawyers that are in this private room in Vienna, and they're watching Dr. Gitala's microscopy on the big computer screen, and they're all saying, there's subtitles in English, they're speaking in German or Viennese, Austrian. I don't know if that's a dialect, forgive my ignorance. But anyway, long story short, and they're saying things like, what is it? What are those things? And there were metallic pieces, there were luminescent ribbon looking materials. The blood was damaged, of course, with that kind of poison in the environment. The red blood cells were stacking, they were cringing, they weren't their normal healthy shape, they weren't repelling each other like they're supposed to. And at the time, we were all looking at these videos and reports and saying, holy cow, what is this? We've got a better handle on that now, but so many more people, once I put that out, so many more people wrote to me. Back to Dr. Botha. Dr. Botha actually originally had me on a Telegram live between her and myself, a Telegram like in real time video where she was showing me in her office where she took drops of this Pfizer vial, Pfizer C19 shot. She went through her procedures, drops it on the plate, puts the other plate on top, whatever. And then on the screen, I can see her doing it, and then the screen is next to her, and she would roll the microscope over this material at a very high magnification. And you could see these black circular discs. A lot of people accused us at the time of, you know, being wrong and saying, oh, those are air bubbles. Well, not really. Because then after that, a group of German scientists or engineers came forward to Dr. Botha and myself, and they basically said, look, we want to remain anonymous, but here are some pictures of some of our publications. We've actually been involved in developing these graphene, they're graphene discs and they're payload carriers. So they're transporters, right? Just like the lipid nanoparticles, a transporter. These discs are at the nano level, and they're transporters. So they said, we developed them for transporting of, you know, antibiotics and good treatment chemicals. Okay. So they weren't air bubbles. Hi, everyone. Dr. Jane Ruby here with a quick message on how you should be protecting your retirement funds, your 401k, your IRAs. Did you know that you can protect them with physical gold and silver to avoid losing everything that you've built over your lifetime? Please call the experts at Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. At least talk to an expert, learn more about how you can protect what you've built up so that if things go crazy, as we know they will in this economy, you've got some of your investments protected with tangible physical gold and silver. Every bit as valuable as real estate, something you can touch. They can't turn off, you know, with a flick of a switch. Call the people at Augusta Precious Metals. They're wonderful. They will educate you on what this is all about and what you need to do. And they will also provide you with some warnings about how to protect yourself from other companies that may be spreading lies and scamming you. That's Augusta Precious Metals at 888-836-1890. And then I think she did it intentionally, but she left a sample in to air dry, room temperature air dry. And I guess it was a day or two later, came back and saw what you see now in the post in Telegram and Twitter. That black spidery, like a web with some metallic pieces. And it dawned on me to keep bringing this stuff out. Because for the people who saw it and who understood it at the time in 2021, and the other doctors that came forward and said, well, I found this and I found that, they already get it. And there's a limit to how much information or education you can get out to people. So it dawned on me, I need to cyclically keep bringing this information out, keep bringing people along with it to say, oh my God, what in the hell is that? So it's going a bit viral. I believe it's about 150, 160 views right now on Twitter alone. And many people are reposting it. And it just keeps people awake to the fact that this program is ongoing. It's still going on. And you need to be warned about it. And you need to know that it's going to be used, and it is being used already in many types of injections, many types of pharmaceutical products. They're not making any, you know, they're not hiding it or making any bones about it. I mean, it's... So we brought this information out in 2020, 2021, 2022, and now it's 2024. And people are still getting sick. People are still dropping dead. Not so many people are taking the shots. But when you can't have people saying, well, okay, that looks weird and you're not a real doctor and your hair is out of place today. I know when they come after me for my looks, my credentials, they have nothing else. Because if they had something else, they'd use it. They'd say, you know what? You're off the mark there. I don't believe it. Here's another study or picture or whatever. But they don't. They complain about my hair, or they make a comment about my looks, or even Thomas Massey, right? You think he's such a great guy. The first time he was challenged on his bogus amendment proposal to the United States Constitution so that we can grow our own food, get out of here. The minute he was challenged, he wrote back to me publicly and said, are you a real doctor? Yeah, are you a real congressman? Are you in Malone's back pocket? Because that's his style. She's not a real doctor. Neither are you. Neither are you if you really dig. Never practiced. So ignorant, doesn't even know that nurse practitioners don't wear a nursing uniform. They wear a lab coat because their practice toggles between nursing and medicine. So, not to digress, but you get the point. These ad hominem, yeah, she's not a doctor. Oh, she's a fraud. Oh, she's this, she's that. Yeah. Okay. You're confirming for me that I am getting it right. So Dr. Botha has hundreds, probably thousands of pictures and videos because she examined under the microscope a number of different vials over those months. I have a great deal of her library that she was kind enough to give me. I have it. I have it in several different places, and I've given it to other people. It's very important to recognize that this information is out there. And you might say, well, this other doctor found something else. Yeah, you're going to find a lot of different things. You're going to come across truthers, people revealing and exposing the findings of many different things in the Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca vials. And by the way, when people write to me, go, well, Johnson & Johnson wasn't an mRNA, so that doesn't have any of that. Guys, if you think for 1 minute that the other products like Novavax, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca aren't dangerous, they're more dangerous in other ways, and they're just as dangerous. They all use a variation of, you know, carrying a payload, a genetic code payload that then tells the body to produce antigen. I'm going to start saying antigen because we don't know what it is. We don't know what it is. It could be more synthetic parasites. It could be creating a condition. And remember, if they're, like Dr. Merritt says, if they're intracellular parasites, are so tiny inside a cell. You can't even see a cell with your naked eye. You can see the cell, the outside or a collection of cells with a regular microscope at high magnification. But you're not going to see intracellular structures without super high magnification. And so my point is, these shots likely have some kind of biosynthetic chemical instruction to the body to make, either to hatch or replicate synthetic or naturally occurring, you know, animal parasites. all of that is possible. The idea was to create a situation where there were so many different types of illnesses and injuries and diseases that people could plausibly deny and say, that's not the shots. I've said to you for a very long time, it's become very clear to me and many others that there are many different things in these injections at any given time and within any geographic location and even within a lot number, the same lot number. They have no obligation to divulge what's inside of their vials at any given time. They just can deploy them out. They have no obligation to maintain good manufacturing processes, as Sasha Latipova has pointed out. They have no obligation, thanks to everything FDA and everybody's abdicated, because it's part of a plan. They're not abdicating because they're abdicating. They're abdicating because they're now, all those alphabet agencies are under the control of the DOD, and they are not, they don't function anymore. So these companies don't have any obligation or requirement to disclose what's in their shots. Remember, I spent 20 years in the pharma industry. We couldn't change the color on a box of our products without submitting a huge package of data and information and reassurances that we weren't changing anything else to the FDA. And they were entitled to approve the change in color, logo, whatever. It's important that you understand that, because then you'll see the fraud that's going on right now. You don't know what's in these things. You never knew. Nobody knows what they got. And I was on a space the other night. I love doing these spaces with a guy named Patriot Storm 17. Patriot? Yeah. You can see Patriot in my, you can see the spaces that I do. It's his, a great American, a great patriot. Really honored to do stuff. I could do the spaces myself and probably bring in 500-600 people, but I like the reputation he has. I like the way Patriot runs a space. He's very clean cut about it. He's very fair. He believes in people having their time to speak. He believes in giving people a chance to ask the questions. And so I like the atmosphere. And we end up, yeah, we get a jerk or two now and then toward the end who comes up with their, you know, you're not a real doctor. Okay, bye, click. But for the most part, it's a willing and earnest audience that wants to learn more, that trusts, because they trust Patriot 17, they trust me, Dr. Jane. And so I like doing it. He's a great partner to do the spaces with. And we usually end up doing like 3 hours. I like to take as many questions as possible. I've always taken questions. And when I did, some of the Alex Jones type stuff and the InfoWars stuff, I've taken questions. Anybody who's got a live show that takes questions, even if they're just written in the chat, I like to take those. So it's important to remember what has been found in the shots, because as the famous saying goes, and I believe the originator was Carlos Castaneda, those who do not remember the past are doomed to repeat it. And many out there, unfortunately, are on a path, on a trajectory to repeat it. And they don't think so. But they're saying and doing and acting every bit as much that tells me they're going to get nailed again. They're going to cave to the fear mongering. They're going to cave. People are still running out and getting PCR tests. Shout out to Sage Hanna for a Substack where she featured me questioning, they're using the PCR for the bird flu, the H5N1 or whatever the hell it is, the scare du jour. Thank you, Sage, for pointing that out. Yeah, the PCR is the gift that gives, still giving. It helps perpetuate their fraud and their myth. So what I'm saying is, guys, start from the beginning. There was no pandemic. The PCR is not a diagnostic tool. There is no SARS-CoV-2 virus that has ever been demonstrated that has ever been isolated in its pure and whole form from an ill individual. If that's the case, there is no spike protein that your product can reduce for $60 or $100. Think, discern, hang in there. I'm here to help you. Follow me on Twitter and Telegram. Have a great, great Thursday. I'm very excited. I'm gonna go up with Ann Vandersteel to an event where she's speaking. I may speak myself, not sure, up in Vero Beach. So if you're up in that area, check it out. In the meantime, have a great afternoon and enjoy the life, the gift of life. And thanks again for all your great support. I do everything on my own. I research, I put my shows together, I tape them myself. I have my own little studio. I do post-production editing. I do all that myself mainly because I don't trust anybody, because I've been sabotaged and screwed so many times by people that I've either hired or let work for me as a volunteer, so I can't take a chance anymore. So your donations, your prayers, your kind letters are very, very much appreciated. It's what keeps me going. And shout out and thanks to those of you who are sending me silver coins, and got a couple of gold coins recently. Those are beautiful, beautiful donations. And believe me, I'm going to need them too to negotiate when the you know what hits the fan. Just got the word today from a major co-op that the food supply chain for organic and clean local food has been cut off. And they're trying to drive people back to, big warning, back to the Walmart, the big box grocery stores. Oh, they're still full because they want to drive you back there. I can get it here. Because then they're going to lock you in there, and then you'll have to produce your digital ID to get the food from them. Start growing anything you can, everything you can on your own, or form alliances with people in your neighborhood who have maybe more yard or something than you, and start planting now. Start growing now. It is going to become an emergency sooner than you think. God bless you all. See you tomorrow night for the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Bye, everybody.